some protein.
I just have a couple things that I'm going to put up here, and really some things we want to carry. One, I just wanted to quickly go through the goals that you had for this year, and I mean very quickly, because we really did this at the retreat, but the goals that you have for this current year were to complete the oceanfront park, address stormwater issues, strengthen water sewer fund reserves, and provide for financial stability for the town. And this just gives a quick status of each one of those. They're very similar to what we did for the retreat, but at this point, you know, the park has been basically complete. Grand opening is scheduled for in about 2 weeks. And right now, the estimated cost is $1,327,000, which is, we're still under the approved budget by $3,800. So that number keeps dwindling, but hopefully that's going to be about it. And to actually close out this project would require just about $28,000 from the general fund. The status of the other goals, stormwater issues. You know, there we have amounts budgeted this year for stormwater projects, and also have substantially increased the stormwater fund reserves. Same thing with water sewer fund. We've made some changes to the rate structure that went into effect July 1st, 2012. That'll help to increase reserves. And Sunny also has some a significant water line replacement project scheduled out in fiscal year 2016.
Harlan, for the estimated increase, are you seeing that? So we should see what, 60% of it, right?
It's dropped down a little bit, so I've actually cut my what I'm projecting for next year.
Okay. But is that because people are actually using less, Sunny, or
it's
they're being better about it, or you don't know?
It's hard to tell.
Okay.
And anything could happen in these, you know, April, May, June. I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the fourth goal for this current fiscal year was to provide for financial stability, and I'll just kind of stick with that first bullet there, which was the general fund balance increase by over $376,000 as of June 30th, 2012. I don't expect that we're going to have that much of an increase for this year, but it's still going to be, you know, sizable, I guess.
Good.
It's just hard to predict exactly what it's going to be at this point. Mm-hmm. These are the goals that council has set for fiscal year 14, the budget we're here to talk about today. That was, you know, maintain the current tax rate, support the fire department staffing requests, maintain current service levels, do the underground utilities in the downtown area, implement the Front Park and Recreation Administration, develop a long-term plan for beach nourishment funding, review opportunities for dune infiltration systems, and review video surveillance of town areas to define stakeholders and policy issues. So that's what we've kind of taken into account as we put together this first cut of the budget. And this just is that it's hard to read, and everybody actually has this sheet, yes, that top sheet that kind of summarizes by fund.
I didn't write this down.
It's the big one right here, dude. There you go. We can read this one. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that just ended up being a little too small.
But what are you going to font?
Kind of summarizes where we are by fund, and if you want to kind of look at it, we're not in bad shape, but right at this point in time in the process. So,
right.
All the funds were balanced except for the general fund, which has a shortage of a little over $18,000. In the comments section, I just wanted to note that, you know, it does include a contingency of $167,000. But on the other hand, it also has some appropriations of fund balance of about $80,000. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, but the bulk of that has to do with whether the town wants to move forward with the taking out that Dow Chemical infrastructure.
Which was added where?
I think it was, I don't know what happened to that.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, no,
Sunny.
Yeah, it's $300,000 in the general fund and streets and sanitation.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, graciously volunteered to add that to the budget.
It's part of being a big dog there.
The other sheet I got, since I handed out, are kind of a summary by department. It just shows what their current budget is right now for this year, what their requested budget is, the amount of change, and then any comments that I thought I could put in there that, you know, what are the any significant reasons for the change. So you can kind of refer back to that as each department head goes. And then I think we really just want to move on to what the most important part is right at this point, unless anybody has any questions for me, which is for, you know, to start by going department by department and then talk about their proposed budget. And with that, I'm going to hand out a detailed budget for each one. So since Sonny is going to schedule to go first, I'll hand out his line item budget for, you know, just kind of as each department head goes, we'll hand it out at that point in time. It ends up being a lot of paper. Mm-hmm. And for some, these are actually three sections because he has the streets and sanitation, water sewer fund operations, and stormwater operations.
Nancy, after the meeting, can this be put in the Dropbox, or you want to not have multiple electronic copies around after the meeting?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'm okay, I'm just asking. I mean, I'd really have it electronically, but if you guys got a reason, I'm okay.
You got
that? Yeah, we just didn't think
about it. No, that's fine.
I wanted to hand this out because I didn't know if anybody really wanted to take any kind of notes or, you know, anything that they may need for...
You got one for Ed too? You got two? You got
another? Yeah, he had this one, babe.
Okay. Well, whatever. You can have his one.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm sorry. I left one thing out before Sonny starts, and that's actually just to mention some of the general assumptions that were made as part of. Budget process, and that was some of these link right into what the council goals were, which is a continuation of services, current services, maintain the tax rate at 26.15 cents per $100 of value. We also included a merit increase pool of 5% of base salaries, just a merit increase pool 5%. And no changes to employee benefits. So those were kind of some of the overriding assumptions that we started out with.
So on the benefits, the health insurance guys aren't going to raise it again this year?
There's no changes. That's no additions. Yeah, there's definitely, we're still waiting on the last one, which is probably the biggest one, which is the medical insurance.
So what did you put in just as a placeholder assumption?
I did a 12% increase.
12%, okay. Okay. Thanks.
That's okay. Okay. Just a quick thing. You may want to say a little bit about the salary thing and the streets and sanitation. What Arlen did was take out a employee out of the streets and sanitation side. You'll see the difference in the decrease in the salary line item. Mm-hmm. Took it out of there, put it in stormwater to open up a little bit more money on the general fund side.
And it was also the amount of work that they're doing in stormwater kind of made sense. We had a very small amount of salary going to the stormwater fund at this point. It'd be very small.
So that was better said.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just
so when you look at the $300,000 that was taken, was added to this, you have to add about 50 more, subtract 50 more out of it. So bottom line is about $27,000 less in the general fund this year than it was last year. Mm-hmm. I don't say that so well. So all the other stuff, let's go down to 550.0702, which is, 09. We'll start with exams and vaccinate. Exams and vaccines. What we have there, what I'm going to do is just go through what we budgeted last year, mm-hmm. what we're going to budget this year. I'll just say if there's an increase or decrease, y'all can look at the numbers. I'll just read out the numbers that we budgeted. For that line item, it was $500. It stayed, but remained the same. We added $500 in the telephone, the four-year deal that we were looking at. It's a nice thing he does with the averages. Looks like we're over, you know, some years, and so I added $500 in that. Postage, we didn't do anything with it. Utilities, I left the same at $42,500. Travel and training, the same. Maintenance of building, the same. Maintenance of equipment, the same, $8,000. Mm-hmm. Auto truck maintenance is the same. Equipment rental is $3,000, is the same. Gas, tire, and oil, same as at $40,000. Materials and supplies, we had an increase of about $6,500 on that. That's probably just pretty toilet paper for the new park up there.
Okay.
Uniforms, we had a little reduction on that, $450, I think. Contract services, landfill. That number is kind of iffy, according to what they do with the county. Mm-hmm. Not sure what they're going to do. It's supposed to be voting on that. Is anybody aware of it? I'm not sure. I'd like for them to do it a little bit earlier and let us know, but mm-hmm. whatever it is, but I'm leaving it the same at $110,000.
Do you pay that monthly? Is that how it pays? Is that a monthly
bill? Yes, a monthly bill.
Okay, thanks.
Garbage park purchases, leaving it the same as $10,000. Miscellaneous, we don't have that line item basis. We don't use that. Decorations, we're leaving it at $8,500. Special events, New Year's, we don't have New Year's, but we left the $2,500 in for special events. Y'all may want me to rethink that or do whatever. Since we have the Parks and Recreation Department now, I know that we spend, you know, some money on special events here and there, but I'm leaving it the same. It's mm-hmm. worked out pretty well. I don't know what that line is, but anyway. Minor equipment purchases, we increased that $5,700. I've got a list. I'll make sure I get that. I didn't get it typed up, but it's some small Honda generators and a nail gun and a couple other things that we put in there. So mm-hmm. That total is $9,500. Large capital outlay of equipment, we have none. And capital outlay of improvements, that's for the $300,000 for what we've already discussed.
And with that, I'll just say that $200,000 is the underground utilities, and there's a loan on the revenue side for $200,000, and then for the Dow Chemical, there's a $50,000 grant from the Division of Water Resources.
Mm-hmm. That expires April of 2014.
And then the town would have to come up with the other $50,000, and that's what I said before. For now, I said that's appropriation of fund balance. The council decides they want to move forward with that project.
Mm-hmm. Capital outlay lease purchase truck is zeroed out. Computer equipment, I've added, let's see, no, it's the same as $1,500. They'll pay for Steve on his stuff. 2 weeks apart. Leaving that at $5,000 for maintenance, oceanfront park.
Would the added added license stuff, is that going to be enough, Sonny, you think? With the stuff we just added out there? I mean, I see us up from...
It should be. I don't think we ever spend that kind of money out there unless it's something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, maintenance-wise. Oceanfront park left it the same as last year, which we didn't spend any money out of it this year, so... Don't really know yet,
yep.
So we're just going to put that money in there, and we'll adjust as the years go by. Beach access repairs, it was $10,000. Of course, we'll have those completed before the next fiscal year. Should be zeroed out. And the let y'all know, we're putting the steps on the next to the last one. We start the last one today, so we should have all those by the middle of next week.
I got a request on an email from one of the homeowners at Ocean Dunes wanting to know if the money that the Army Corps received, they got a shot in yet for putting their accesses back.
No.
So
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, they're private access.
I got the email, but yeah, I've never heard the Army Corps send anybody any money.
Yeah, no. It'd be our money anyway, so private beach access.
Yeah.
I'll let y'all worry about that one.
Yeah.
Safety program, the limit is same at 2,500.
Can I make one other comment about capital outlay that I forgot? We have one grant request in for the Dow Chemical intake with NOAA for that $150,000. I should know May or June of this year. So if that comes through, our actual cost, I think, would be about $17,000 was our portion. If it doesn't, then the council's going to need to decide whether you want to any up the other $50,000.
Okay.
Okay, water and sewer operations. I will first, anybody have any questions on the streets and sand side? Okay, water and sewer operations, let's go down to 3810092, Sam's. Staying the same at 750. Telephone, we increased to $250. I think I'm looking at that four-year deal again. Mm-hmm. We increased that $250. Current budget, let's see, postage, I think I threw $100 in there because we do have to some mailings and stuff, and we usually have a problem trying to figure out where to take it out of, so mm-hmm. we just threw $100 in there for postage. Utilities, left it the same at $52,500. Travel and cleaning, same as $5,000. Maintenance of system, same at $40,000. The contracts are staying the same at 42. Reduced maintenance of building, I think about $2,500, I think is what it was. Mm-hmm. Maintenance of auto and truck stayed the same at 3. Equipment rental reduced to $1,500. I'm looking at the 4-year average again. Mm-hmm. I want to be, mm-hmm. Auto supplies, looks like I increased that, yeah, $1,500. That's the GTO, that's the gas time.
You lowered it, right? Current budget's 9 and you went to 7.
Yeah, I lowered it. That's
okay,
it
that's fine. Okay.
Time today.
Sure.
I do have minus $1,500, but I didn't do it.
That's good.
Supplies and materials, left the same at $80,000. Uniforms, same. Contract services, the same. And on that one, we still have some money left in this year's budget. We have a lot of stuff coming up that could be done in this fiscal year, which we're going to be spending probably the remainder of our money budgeted this year and mm-hmm. this year's budget. Or that number would be much higher. So we're going to try to get as much as we can for the next fiscal year done this year. Well, it can be done in a time period, so we're trying to.
So, Arlen, on your estimate, he's saying it's 16, not 10, just for you, right?
Yeah, and that estimate, you know, was kind of at the end of February.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. I'm just letting you know, right? So he's changing. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, those numbers really don't mean a lot.
I didn't know if you used them or not. Okay.
All right, the 55 is the same on dues. Miscellaneous, we zeroed out. Minor equipment purchases, we went up on that.
Okay.
Just a little bit. And capital outlay, we went up $30,000. That's for a new service truck. Let's see. There was a reduction in the improvements. I'm not sure how we came up with that. I think we
that really becomes kind of like a balancing amount.
Mm-hmm.
So because I've estimated our revenue on the orders a little lower this upcoming year than this current year, kind of translated into that reduction.
And do they show up somewhere else, or is that just to balance out the revenues in the water and sewer? mean, eventually it turns into either you build the fund or he does work.
Right.
Eventually, I mean,
I think this year's going to be build the fund.
Okay.
For the 2016.
Okay.
The other side of it, though, when you see all our, like, you know, financial statements, is the fact that we don't budget for depreciation.
So in a way,
that amount's almost a wash with our depreciation.
Okay.
Rehab is zeroed out. The capital outlay lease is zeroed out. That principal is what it is. Mm-hmm. Interest is same.
Going down again.
Zeroed out on that. The 76 is the treason. Carolina Beach lifted at $300,000. We should be getting a little money from them this year, but we don't know what it'll be the next year. So, anyway, the $300,000 is. I think it's been a pretty good number for years, so we'll leave that at that. Equipment.
Will we go back and change that if they? I mean, they keep saying they're going to meet with us. Dean and I have talked with Bruce, and he's on their. It's on their list.
This week, yeah.
It's not this week.
No, I mean, it was this week. He's postponing again.
We never actually set a rate for this year that we're on.
Right, we're still on the same one. Yeah, okay. Okay, that's fine. Okay. It'll wash itself out.
But, yeah, I mean, if we have information before.
We don't right now, yeah.
We'll adjust it.
Okay.
Computer equipment, what I did is a $7,500 on that, but that's mostly GIS update stuff that needs to be done on our system. Safety program, reduced it $1,000. Depreciation reserve is zeroed out. I think you just talked about that. Engineering fees, I've left at $10,000. Water tower debt is what it is, $58,556.
When do we pay that off, Marlon? Is it like 2021 or something?
Yeah, somewhere in that
range.
The interest is what it is, $23,603. Oh. And that gives you the total on the operation side is $1,254, nice. Which is a reduction from last year, somewhere around $56,000.
How much?
Around $56,000, I think. Okay, stormwater. We'll go down to 1611, telephones. Oh, the salaries we've already talked about, increase on that. Telephone reduction, let's see, what about that? Yeah, reduction on telephone. Travel and training's left the same. Maintenance of equipment, the same, $1,000. Auto and truck, $500. Rental of equipment, left the same as $1,000. Supplies at 2,000, I increased that a little bit to 500.
You have a question mark about mandated by the stormwater permit? Is that because we don't know?
I threw that in. I guess when we put this together, that was what we thought anyway.
I think that's
why I put that question mark with that. So
that's what I think too. Are we just going to track that down?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
$500 for advertising. Rain barrel purchases, I put zero. We hadn't purchased any in quite a few years,
right.
So I don't know if we want to stay in that business or not.
And that's a pass-through, right? You buy them and then citizens buy them from you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bad debt, I don't like that, but anyway, it's either that, I like that. Miscellaneous is a 400, the same. Minor equipment purchases is zeroed out. Capital projects zeroed out, and capital outlay of improvements is at $64,440. That's the payoff on the.
Well, no, that's actually any proposed
project,
and I know it's more than what's in your 5-year plan, but again, it became that number to kind of balance the revenue. So
yeah, the principal is the payoff,
and any leftover, of course, you know, increase the fund balance.
And it's really according to what I come up with. Because it might be, you know, you just don't know.
Yep.
I don't know. But it's there.
Yep.
Okay. Principal is at 59.88. It is what it is. The interest is at 20. 246. Engineering, I left it at $2,000. Mm-hmm. And you see the totals right there. So.
Nice job.
Glad to ask, answer any questions you got. The tight budget, not any fat anywhere.
The soil and water conservation people were at the school board committee meeting the other day.
Uh-huh. And they're with who now? The state?
The
county?
Well, it's the county, but their funding comes through the state.
Right.
And they have a little bit of money for grants, and our communication system sounds like they're really qualified, but even if they could fund it, I don't think they could do more than one.
Right. But it's a 25% match, which can be done through the step time or the construction part of the guys help deal with it, all of that.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit. Yeah, I'd be glad to look in and talk to them about that. We're just going to have to be able to find a project that, you know, because I'm sure the DOT is going to be happy to, go along with any funding on those, the way they did before.
And the woman said that she would help fill out the application because we don't have another engineer to do it. It's very, very simple.
Well, they're willing to pay for town, the in-town services. And that would help in any of them that we do because we do the work. And the state gives the money for the materials. So, that would help out that way anyway.
Any other questions for Sam? No. Okay, Dennis.
Okay. My budget's pretty much the same as last year's. We walk down through a lot of times if you so desire. Overtime pay is the same. If you notice, we haven't spent a lot of overtime this year. It was so that was put in there in preparation of the park being opened earlier than we anticipated. So we're going to have to run that a year and see what we do. The third line item, reserve officers, again, is the same. That's our part-time people that we hire. And again, we're at about 50% of that right now. Again, anticipation of the park being open earlier. The expenses below that, all the way down to third from the bottom, are all automatic calculations just based on FICA, retirement, health care, that type of thing. It's pretty much the same. Telephone and postage is the same. Cell phone reimbursement, there's an error in that. It's requested for $6,000. It's actually $7,200, which is last year. I made that error. Don't know how. Travel and training, the same again. Maintenance of building and equipment, $2,500 the same. Maintenance of equipment, slight reduction from $55 down to $3,000. That's due to the fact that we've been able to purchase new laptops and a new server, so hopefully we're not going to have much maintenance. K-9, same. Maintenance of autos, increase that. That's the same as last year, $12,000. Gas is the wild card. We projected 48 last year. Arla and I kind of figured about 45, and we'll see what happens with gas prices. I mean, we just don't know. Mm-hmm. Supplies the same, uniforms the same. Contracts have gone up, and there's two primary reasons for that. One, CJIS, Criminal Justice Information System. We are going to have to come into compliance with the new CJIS rules. We're negotiating with the county right now, and it may be that we fold underneath them to host all of our DCI and CJIS products that run off our laptops. If we do, that's going to run us somewhere around about $5,600 a year. The first year, the startup cost is around $700 per unit. There's 8 units. The second year, it'll be roughly half that, and thereafter, around $2,600 a year. And again, we've not agreed on that yet with them. I just got an email this morning from Helen up there, and a contract to look over. And we're still trying to figure out if we want to do that for sure or not. We're going to have to do something to make sure we're covered and we're very compliant with CJIS. It's a really big deal. The DCI terminal fee to the SBI is the same. It's around $2,200 a year. And the remainder of those contracts are software maintenance support packages for police pack and other software suites that we have. Dues and subs is the same. Miscellaneous is the same. Our asset forfeiture funds, I'll let Arlen discuss that with you, how we work that. Public relations PD is the same, minor equipment purchases. Just showing an actual small decrease from about 11,000 down to about 7,500. Capital outlay vehicle, we plan to throw one more vehicle into our rotation next year. Capital outlay for building and fixtures, I think we have nothing in that. Computer equipment and training, we're throwing in another $1,000 for that, which is what we had last year. It's pretty much flat. There's not much that's really changed.
Arlen, some of the two federal asset forfeitures, you're just taking them out of the general fund because it can't be used that way?
Yeah, what I'm going to do by the end of the year is actually set up a whole separate fund.
Okay.
Just like
that's the right thing to do.
The Powell bill fund separately.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do with all of that.
That's the right thing to do. Keeps us out of trouble. Okay. Nice job, Chief.
Any questions from anybody?
As always.
Thank you.
My biggie is the question. My big change is requesting three additional firefighters for full time. State has sent down a mandate that we can no longer use in any way, shape, or form our volunteers to cover paid positions or to fill in paid positions. Nancy got that little piece of information and gave it to me. So, and if they're paid more than 1,000 hours a year, they become full-time?
We have changes.
Paid benefits?
No, just into the state retirement system.
Just the state retirement system.
The 7 and 8 percent.
But anyway, what's happening is we are training these young people who live in Cherry Beach, and then because we can't employ them, they're going somewhere else to the county or the city of Wilmington. And we're losing the best of the best. And what will happen down the road is we won't be able to fill the positions, and ultimately we'll drop back a notch or two notches, which would be a class 6 or a class 7. That would really be disastrous for Cherry Beach, being that the reduction in the fire insurance premiums from a 7 to a 5 was somewhere around $600,000 to $800,000 across the board for the citizens of Cherry Beach, and that's every year. If we go back up to a 6 or a 7, then that fire is wicked, and the citizens will pay that amount. So the $100,000 that it'll increase the budget, or what was it, on 114?
The actual increase for that, it was 118,
I think,
for
three.
Whatever.
Yeah. That's a long ways from the 300 to 500,000 that the premiums would go up on the citizens. But anyway, that's the gist of why we need the three people. We're paying, we're going to take one of them, half of one of them out of the lifeguards, he's going to be in charge of the lifeguard and be the lifeguard supervisor during lifeguard season. Other than that, moving on down, I mean, that was a, we did change drill fees. We dropped that from part-time salaries from 29 to 21,000. And the holiday pay went up from 1,700 to 8,000. And the reason for that is I've never had holiday pay before. Never had to pay employees for holidays. Seems like that's the, everybody was on my back about why they weren't getting holiday pay, and everybody else in the town was getting holiday pay. Mm-hmm. That's where that comes from. My contention is if you don't work the holiday, you don't get paid for it. That's just my.
Yeah.
I come from an old school.
Mm-hmm.
Group insurance and FICA, retirement, all that is directly tied to the salaries. Moving on to 09 and down. Everything is basically the same except for a minus of $1,000 in utilities and a plus of $1,000 in travel and training, which is a wash. And then there's a reduction of $500 in maintenance of building and a plus of $2,000 in maintenance of trucks. And by not buying a new truck, we up the maintenance of truck by $2,000 just because that there are small things that will go wrong, alternator here, belt there, hose here. We'll have to buy more tires. That $2,000 off the cover of that. Depending on our saying we don't have a catastrophic failure in the engine or a pump. And these trucks are in very good shape. They've been taken very good care of. They've got less than 10,000 miles on both of our first line pumpers. So most Pierces I know of will run 150,000 miles of service before it is a serious problem. So at the rate of about 1,000 miles a year, we ought to be good for about 50 years. Gas, oil, and tires, rental, everything else stays the same. Just the biggie, of course, is the budget salaries. Computer support is $2,000, it remains the same. Any questions?
Chief, could you tell us the training these officers that are volunteer that have been leaving, how much money we're losing over the year?
See what now?
You were talking about that one of our problems is we're paying a lot of money.
Well, our young people, we send them, young firefighters, we send them to get EMT trained and become firefighter 1-2 certified. And they are doing our sleepover program at the moment, but now two of them have gone on to somewhere else to for full employment.
And how much money did we lose as a result of losing?
How much did it cost to train them? Probably a couple thousand apiece. But the resources is the big loss. Not the monetary of training them, but the resource of after they're trained of losing their ability. And to have those EMTs on duty or on the island when we need them.
And to keep our rating, is that tied into the EMTs or tied into?
It is. It's tied into 24/7. That comes in. That comes into service. NFPA 1987, I think, requires that you have 24-hour service if you were to maintain a class 5 or better. You can do it with volunteers if you have volunteers who stay at the station, but we do not have volunteers that will stay at the station overnight. most of our volunteers are either old or family business people, like Brian Bass and Bill Ferris. They all own their own business. They all have young families. They're not leaving to come stay at the fire department during the night. And I don't blame them. The government, federal and your state, they're slowly doing away with the volunteers. They're just making it harder and harder. They're requiring more and more training. They want them up to the equivalent of professional firefighters. So it's just, it's hard to get volunteers that will put in the time and the work that it requires to stay certified. John, a member of Galena Beach, can tell you the same thing up there. When it leaves, they force sort of filter out or move or retire or whatever. It's harder and harder to replace them as volunteers. I'd say within 10 years, you won't have very many volunteer fire departments in around. You agree with that, John?
Right now, 70% of fire departments in the U.S. are volunteer or some form of combination, but it is harder and harder to get people to. There's a lot of training requirements, a lot of commitment. People aren't good.
So. Questions, Mr. Harrell?
Okay. Lifeguard? Ben, you want to do lifeguard?
Sure. You can see the salaries, as Harold mentioned, half of one of the employees that we want to get is going into the lifeguard budget. So that's reflected in the salaries and the, of course, the expenses for that, retirement, 401k, the insurance. Other than that, we didn't change except for the travel and training. We're wanting to send 5 EMTs every year to get trained, and that's $175 a piece. So that was really, that was our only increase. Besides the salaries, everything else stayed the exact same. So the reason for that is because we're using Lifeguard as a resource for recruiting firefighters as well. And not only do the lifeguards, we're not going to lose the training because a lot of the guys that are doing their EMT training are going to New Hanover County. So we're working directly with them on the fire scene and on the beach as well. So it's a valuable resource all the way around, so that's why we want to do 5 EMTs every year. Just get a rotation of new guys and keep our ocean rescue squad stacked with EMTs.
That's good.
Any questions on our lifeguards?
And Armor, for this one, in the general fund, this is mostly reimbursable from the TDA?
100%,
right?
Okay. As long as there's enough money.
Right, yeah, they have to make the money, okay.
But right now, I project that it would be 100%.
Okay. Thank you.
I do have one question. How many of the calls last year were after hours for nighttime staff?
Probably over half the calls, probably. Majority of them are after hours, especially at the fire department, too. Most of them are in the middle of the night.
I would say about 62%.
Yeah, 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning. People wake up having breathing problems or seas or, you know, whatever the situation may be. But yeah, majority of the calls are when our night shift guys are on.
So we're dependent on volunteers for after hours. And
right.
Well, sleepover program.
Yeah, the sleepover program.
Been being staffed by volunteers, but now, because of the state mandate, you can't be volunteers, can't pay volunteers to do it. That was a real slap in the face.
Was there any questions for the lifeguards?
Everyone ready? Mm-hmm. You got mine in front of you. My department's 540. Going through the salaries, everything's the same. It's just an increase of 5% for the merit. Everybody's done. And then we start at 540.09. I never have anything in the exams or vaccines. Telephones remain the same at $2,000. Travel and training remaining the same at $1,500.
On the exams, yeah, on exams and vaccines, is that because you get them through your fire department, or because with the emergency service stuff, you still get them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good enough.
Yes.
That's fine. I just want to make sure. Thanks.
Travel and training, I'd like to remain the same. As you can see, I haven't really ever spent that much in there, but most of that's because I try to consolidate my training with other municipalities. And so a lot of times, that means I'm going to jump in the car and ride with them, save the gas mileage and everything else. Mm-hmm. Departmental supplies, I'll leave that at $2,000. Printing and advertising is $1,500. And a lot of that is a wash because most of our advertising has to do with camera permits and the fee that we charge to that for a camera permit. Mm-hmm. It barely covers the advertising, but it does.
Okay.
D&Z, DOA expenses, $3,000. Speech and nourishment, that's for $13,400, as you can see in the caption there. Fertile monitoring is a large portion of that, $6,300 mandated by the federal government.
Does that one just go up in renourishment years on this account? If you look at your four-year cycle, is it one of those that does that?
Not really.
Okay. Okay.
The last?
I guess usually that, like John said, the big bulk is the tunnel monitoring, and then this year I think we'd see oats.
Right.
Used some.
Okay.
Usually I have another line item on there for about $2,000, and that's part of what we're using to purchase the sea oats that y'all approved at the last meeting.
Okay.
And then this year I put in an additional $5,000 in that miscellaneous file.
Okay.
Contract and lawn maintenance, I've got $3,000. Most of the time I don't use that. I'm able to get through some of those issues by working with the homeowners. Occasionally I do. The last one I had to do was about 3 years ago, and I had to spend $2,500. Mm-hmm. We're just now getting repaid for that, I believe. business subscriptions, $250. Miscellaneous, $500. Homeowners recovery, $72. Everything's pretty much the same.
What is homeowner's recovery? I know it's no money. I'm just interested what it is.
It's a mandated fee that I have to charge for every new home or unit. That's $10.
Okay.
$9 of that we have to pay back to the homeowner's recovery fund for the state of North Carolina.
Okay.
And what that is basically if a homeowner has a contractor build his home, one of the assurances that it will be finished is the homeowner's recovery fund.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yep, it does.
Do you have any questions? What you see as far as P&Z and DOA covers advertising, court stenographers, and things of that nature. You see you're going to see an increase in that in the next month. Got some bills coming in.
Administration finance.
Man, the thickest one. That's amazing. That's the thickest one.
Department.
I don't know about that.
As I was handing those out, I'm going to touch on salaries real quick. I do have a request for an additional full-time person, strictly in the general fund, in line with your goal number 5 about the National Hunt Park and recreation. This is in addition to the budgeted part-time person, a recreation coordinator. What I see this person doing is similar things as a recreation coordinator, doing the bookings and the paperwork and such forth for the community center and the park, but making a more aggressive effort to get the bookings, to go out and market and get some rentals and some mutual income coming in. To do some marketing for the town, maybe to look at some kind of events, off-season, shoulder season, work with the businesses to make that effort. The overall goal would be to try to make the salaries and the events that we have at the park for the summer season pay for itself between any fundraising events that we can come up with, continuing the Bluefish fundraiser that we have, and any private rentals. for that. Just a couple of months since January, since Bob and Nikki have come in, the amount of detail just with putting on something like the grand opening has been far more than I ever could imagine that it would be. So to keep a summer program going down there with bands and entertainment and different kinds of events, which is what I assume that we want to use the big stage and pavilion that we have, I think it's going to take more than one part-time person working 17 and a half hours.
So will that give us 1.5 people?
Yes.
Yeah. Nikki is just an intern.
Nikki is temporary through June 30th. Bob was hired in the part-time recreation coordinator position.
So her temporary position will not continue.
Right. We kind of have June 30th for that. The main thing to remember is like we got to my budget, most of it is split between the general fund and the water fund.
Mm-hmm.
And I have that outlined. Mm-hmm. In here, that half of my salary, half of Harlan's salary, Nancy's salary, and Mandy's salary are split with the water fund. All of Denise's salary is strictly in the water fund. So we move down to 10-4-2-0-8 unemployment charges. We have to increase this year.
There's actually been a change. Legislative change, I guess, and before municipalities were kind of built on a as-you-go or as-needed kind of, you know, based on the actual claims. Now we're going to be required to put 1% of our base salaries into a reserve account.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do that throughout the course of fiscal year 2014, so we'll have to make 4 installments. So this really is to allow us to, you know, provide funds to do that. In addition to this first year, besides putting the money into the fund, we also are going to have to do a claims made basis for the past year too. So it's
right.
Kind of like a double hit the first year.
Okay.
But that's assuming we have any claims. I'm just I'm budgeting or forecasting about 6,000 in claims.
Okay.
Is that GA? Yes, whatever.
That's unemployment charges.
No.
House Bill 4.
Telephone, living about the same. That's a combination of the landline and the cell phone iPad service. Postage, same. And this is postage for, postage. Water bills is in the water fund side.
Correct.
Utilities, came down just a little on utilities, only because we our actual expenditures weren't quite as much as we did in our meetings. Travel has come down quite a bit, from 7,500 to 2,500. That was mainly for a class that I was taking this year.
And that's not travel including council, right? So
no.
Council's separate, okay.
Right. We have a separate budget.
Okay.
Maintenance and buildings, I've increased that from 6,000 to 11,000. There are some things I would like to do. I'd like to replace the sink in the kitchen. We're getting some interesting looking stuff since the building was built in the 1990s.
So what do you use the sink, plumber, the water heater?
Yeah.
Okay. Countertops and the women's restroom, it's time to do some upgrades. And I've got a couple of windows that I need to replace that I just haven't got to this year. Equipment rental is down just a little bit. Again, we weren't using as much as we had budgeted in the past. Sales tax.
Yeah, that's just a guess based on history. And in the end, that becomes a wash anyway at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We actually get that back in the next fiscal year.
Okay.
10-4-20-33, department supplies, I've increased that a couple of thousand. This is mostly toner and printing charges. We try to print as much in-house as we can.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seems to go up each year. Advertising's up just a little bit, about 500. This is advertising for all of the departments except for the CAMA. Advertisements that John referenced, so it's across the board. Banking charges and fees, we're running about the same on that. Recycling, this is strictly in the general fund. It It's increased from $118,000 to $123,000. That's mainly the addition of the recycling units at the public beach accesses. We did have 19. We've added 7 more along the boardwalk and in the park. So that's where that increase is coming from.
And did it show our fee still covers that? Or are we down?
I'll throw that out right now rather than just so you can think about it. That's actually going to mean that we're about 13 cents per month per account short.
13 cents.
So it would require a 13 cent increase to actually cover that.
Okay.
Now, are those recycling bins being used for recycling? Because we're going to talk about it again this year if we're going to keep them there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they've heard.
They're doing a better job.
Okay.
They're doing a better job.
Yeah. Let me also say with those recycling, they're actually costing. Yes. 36 cents account, so if that makes sense. The actual, if you look at just
it does.
Separately.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But we're not going to be able to bill for them separately, so
right.
It goes in the 13 cents is the right number. Okay.
But it is public recycling. I mean, it's not individual residential recycling.
I know.
And it's a lot more expensive because, number one, waste management doesn't want to do it because of the contamination. Mm-hmm. So we really had to fight with them.
Good. Good fight. Okay.
So... It's up to council whether you
want to
pass that on to them.
Well, the landfill is still the right thing to do, so. Okay.
Purchase for resale, that's just the decals that we do. That's about the same. The boardwalk commemorative fish, we've estimated, this is the actual cost of the fish, the $95 that we pay to Ruth Auto Graphics. We're estimating if we sell another 100 fish for this next fiscal year. Hopefully it'll be more than that, but. Mm-hmm. Do the subscriptions are the same, and that's mainly for the staff, clerk, and finance officer to use. Insurance and bonds, we came down a little bit, but we only because we were over budgeting, although we haven't gotten our final numbers.
Right, yeah, we haven't kind of seen the preliminary for workers' comp, and it's similar to last year's. I forgot that yesterday.
Yeah.
And property and liability is. We're not sure exactly where that's going to fall yet, but it'll definitely be some of an increase because we've had a deal with you.
Right.
Nancy.
Yes.
Back on dues and subscriptions, all these organizations that the town belongs to, like the League of Municipalities, does that come under our council budget?
That's under your governing body budget.
Mm-hmm.
That's under your governing body budget. That's split. I'll go through that. After this. These are just for my town clerk association, international and state, and finance officer association, so it's just for staff. Minor equipment and purchases, this has come down quite a bit. I budgeted $12,000 last year, come down to $2,500. Last year, I mean, the year that we're in now, we did a lot of replacement of printers, a lot of equipment items.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we're good for a few years. Codification, this is for our ordinances. This has come down a little bit. I had over budgeted additional last year because we went back to the actual printed version of the code that comes from Unicode, whereas before we were trying to print them in-house and manage that one. And computer equipment and training, this has come down quite a bit. I had $20,000 last year, and again, that was for the Unicode funds. Again, I had replaced, I think I ended up with 5 computers in here. We upgraded our server to give us more capacity, plus it was just about on its last leg, and some software. So this $13,000 is mainly for a remote server that we're moving to so that we have for emergency management, we're able to mm-hmm. access our records, and for our maintenance fees for our financial software are all in that category. So total budget is $43,000 higher than before. That includes a combination of the unemployment charges and additional FTE. Water fund, again, the only increase in the salary there is the mayor's that we talked about earlier. The auditor, $720.04, is up a little bit.
It works. We actually need to have like an actuarial study done of our, it's called other post-employment benefits, something that has to be reported in our financial statements.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing something that the state allows small municipalities to do, but it's been highly recommended that we actually have a real actuarial study done, so that's
okay.
We have to pay for that this year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move down the next page. Unemployment charges, a little bit higher.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the rationale is.
The same issue, right?
It's the same issue.
Thing.
It's
yep.
just, you know, again, it's
smaller.
It's the allocation of employees.
Yep.
So,
okay.
Telephone postage, the same, a little bit increase in postage, and that's been for the water bills, the $1,800. Utilities are down a little bit. Travel and transportation, again, that was come down quite a bit to the $2,500, so that's a total of $5,000 for the department. Maintenance of buildings, again, that's an increase in here for some repairs.
Mm-hmm.
Equipment rentals, roughly the same. Department supplies, up a little bit more. It costs quite a bit to actually print the postcard water bill that we send out. Less $1,500 to print whatever we have to print. 10,000 at a time. Advertisement up a little bit. Banking and fees are about the same. Just insurance is down a little bit. Employee recognition is the same. Minor equipment purchases has come down quite a bit again. Complications down a little bit, and computer services down again over last year's. So this budget is a little increase of about $8,000, and that's, I guess, mainly merit and employment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did y'all try to get up with Gatton and see what it would cost for them to send their bills out?
No, I've never.
I called one of the references. I don't know if I've ever got a call back, but we'll continue to follow. And I talked to Denise about it a little bit, because I think, is that who Carolina Beach was doing something, and I guess she is.
I know that Chad Burnham. Cleveland and a couple other towns are doing it now and found it to be a great savings.
Right.
Carolina Beach is still folding the printer on.
I think she was telling me they had done something else that wasn't an overall success, I guess. But I did call, you were given two references, and I did call one of those. I don't think I ever had a call back. But I will follow up.
Okay.
All right, governing body.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a lot of these are split between the general fund and the water fund. Board members pay. We started with the assumption no increase in pay. We didn't have any indication either way.
Mm-hmm.
Telephone, I've added in here $2,600, and this is the assumption of purchase of 4 iPads and monthly internet service. Putting that in there with council change, if there's council change in after elections, if new council wants iPads,
mm-hmm.
or any current council members.
So is that for half a year then, or the full year? The $2,600, is that full year?
It's
or half
full year,
year,
but it's split between the two, so it's
okay. That's fine.
$5,200, I think.
Okay.
Travel and training, we increased a little bit from $1,500 mm-hmm. to $2,500 in both funds, because we ran over.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Budget this year. The subscriptions are the same. Emily, this is where we're talking about all memberships, you know, Billet and Waterway and COD and school government.
Yeah, the courts and waters committee.
Mm-hmm.
They're changing a few things as far as their administration and meeting locations and everything. And it says each town contributes $1,000. They're going to do away with that. So
okay.
You might want to double check probably with Layton. And they asked, of course, that we put it in our inlet fund, but that will be a decrease there.
Okay. Contributions. This is only in the general fund.
Mm-hmm.
Animal and Arvin. Run through these are the requests.
Okay.
Yeah, what I've included everything that we received, I guess, from mm-hmm. outside agencies as the starting point.
Mm-hmm.
So they're listed out as you see them with the dollar amount that was requested. This is where it comes down to council's decision, I guess, on
right.
Any outside agencies that they would like to fund.
And so out of these, the TDA will reimburse the Pleasure Island Chamber Concert Series, right?
Right.
That was a pass-through?
And the Christmas show.
And the Christmas show, okay.
Didn't we say something last year about Island Lights that all the work, public works does?
Right. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because their request was actually $1,100 plus $900 of in-kind, and I think Sonny's... they had done in kind last year, and I guess, you know, assuming it caught, you know, it was about $900 worth of in kind. So they're asking for that also. So here I just put the monetary amount that they're looking for, but yeah, they are looking for in kind.
And do we know what this $1,100 is going toward?
I don't know if it was really that specific. I don't know exactly what it would cover.
And when these agencies say, you know, they need so much money to do something in particular, do we ever get a report from them at the end of the year about what they spend it on?
No, we haven't. But we haven't actually funded any in the last few years either. Okay.
I'm going to have to leave in about 10 minutes. Can we skip that question?
Sure.
He can come back to you for you.
Yeah,
thanks. Thanks,
Emma.
Just to get through as many as we can. Thanks.
Governmental and volunteer relations, $3,000. This month was increased by $2,000 at the request of Commissioner Keener to have a volunteer appreciation dinner. It's... actually, there's $1,000 in the water fund and $3,000 in the general fund.
So what was the 16,000? I mean, it went down in the budget, right, from 16 to 3.
That's another question that I have that I guess I'll throw out here. $15,000 was what we contributed toward the Carolina Beach Inlet dredging.
Okay.
And that's, I haven't put anything in for that, not knowing whether there was a need for it, but that's the big difference.
Okay. Have we heard from them, Dean, what they want? They still got a plan, right?
Well, they keep saying that they've got, you know, McIntyre's coming through with some money, so I don't think they'll need
Supposedly, right now, that dredge, put the dredge in through the inlet, which will open it up for 6 months or 9 months from there.
Okay.
They're budgeting two, maybe three dredging.
Yeah, they said yesterday that the budget of all of our donations was on hold.
Okay. Okay, so then the right thing's not clear. Okay.
So overall budget is
$200 up.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. Emergency management is only general fund, and it's $300. That's what we normally budget, and that's for any mailings. Advertisements that we need.
Did you skip the water fund governing body?
Water fund?
It was the next page, did you? Maybe I missed it.
Oh, for the governing body?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me...
Because it went up by 4,000, I can't see where.
Probably the iPads. 2,600 for the iPads. That went
okay, that's where it is. Okay,
and
under telephone. Okay, I got it.
And the travel training.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Did you?
I got it.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Legal. Mm-hmm. Again, some of this is split between the water fund and general fund. A lot of it's in the general fund, the big change.
Yeah.
Coming up. 10474 attorney retainer. Increase from 16,200 to 18,000 requesting attorney. Increase between 1,700 to 10,000 a month. This is split with the water fund. Court fees and research. This is the same. This is if we file any, you have to file a deed or any legal document. Court cases is the same. And there's 7,000 in the general fund and 3,500 in the water fund. Again, this is more minor.
legal proceedings that we might have to do. Professional legal service, this has been increased from $20,000 to $105,000, and this is related to the Ocean Pop Park. This is the estimate that we've been given for legal fees. And travel is the same at $500, and this is for the attorney to attend and not pursue the required training.
So
again, is I'm sorry.
That's right. You can go first.
PNC. It's under this professional legal services.
Yes. Why
did I? Do we think it's going to go up that much more than it was last year?
Well,
I mean, obviously, there's something on your mind that I missed.
Before, again, I started working with John. Apparently, someone. I don't know if it's with the council because I was on council and I don't remember.
Right.
Told PNC to cut down on their legal expenditures, that not to use the attorney unless they have to. So he has not been to a meeting in over a year. He came to one meeting, looked like he would help us, and then was supposed to report back on something very important and didn't show up at the next meeting. I know he was very apologetic, but I think we at some time may want to talk about
okay.
an alternative.
But he's put the PNC attorney. It's underneath here, right? It's just in the legal services.
It's under, yeah.
0403,
okay,
right?
I apologize.
Okay. Okay. So PNC is required now to have him at every single meeting.
I think I remember.
The price is going to go up.
Yeah.
I remember who told him to cut down on it.
Okay.
Well, a few years back, council made a decision that the town attorney shouldn't represent PNC in board of adjustment. So we brought in a separate attorney, if you recall, maybe for that. It's my contention that PNC, particularly when they're writing ordinances, that they should have legal advice.
Okay.
Well, they're going through that.
Well, then we need to figure out how much it is and reflect in the budget, right? So
it's in there. I'm sorry.
So you think that's in the 105 and what we think is the park?
Yeah, I know it is. I put it in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just didn't add it as a line. Okay, yeah. That's fine.
Let me make a comment here. Over the last 15 dozen years, I contract with the town as a retainer. Plus, I had to go to court or whatever, or any other proceedings, I would charge $150.
Right.
The last 2 years, I have not charged the town for any expenses going to court or representing them or coming forth to any other nighttime proceedings with boards or whatever, because of the fact of the suit. I knew it was going to be expensive, and I didn't want to put an added burden on the legal department. So, as a result, I have not made any of those charges, and so. Just wanted y'all to be aware of that.
Yeah. Well, so that was the second question I was going to ask.
This is home, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, so, well, okay, so first, the legal service, we think the 105 covers PNZ and what we think about the park right now, right?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so the second one on the retainer, at what I proposed to counsel and the attorney is we take that offline. We're also in the merit season, and we talk about that in a closed session because I'd like to ask some questions about that one. Right, and I don't think it's appropriate to do it in an open meeting. I don't know what the rules are, so you might need to tell me I'm wrong, but I'd like to start in a closed meeting, and then if it needs to come out, that's fine.
Well, that's coming down to a personnel matter.
That's what I think. So I think...
So at the next meeting?
Well, I think, yeah, maybe after the next meeting, we could have a closed session at the end to talk about that. It's just a budget
merit?
Compensation
I don't think
issue.
Merit, because that's a general...
No, not that one. I'm talking about specifically 470-0400, right? So the town attorney in the budget submitted to Arlen, which is what he should do. Hey, I want an increase, and it's a 10 or 12% increase according to how you do the math, and I want to talk about that with counsel and the town attorney before we agree to it. And I don't think it's appropriate in an open budget meeting, right? Is the council okay with that? So, I mean, in the budget process, you're right on, but I think that's more. But as the town attorney just pointed out, he's been doing some stuff that he feels is justified. I just wanted counsel to talk with the attorney about it.
Okay, so we're going to do that in this next
closed
meeting?
Session next Tuesday night.
Okay. How much of this $105,000 on the is the oceanfront park?
Most of it.
Yeah, probably most of it. Yeah. Yeah, because of all the stuff with the construction.
Right, this doesn't have anything to do with the I said earlier, it's like $2,000 or $3,000 before we reach the budgeting threshold. This has nothing to do with that.
This isn't considered part of the construction of the park.
Okay.
This is all the lawsuits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
So the $7,500 is for the fencing and.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
So the closed session is next Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
On personnel. Okay.
So that cost is additional, right, for the Ocean Park Park?
Yes.
$105, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
Well.
He thinks we can just get part of the money back.
Right. Just asking, the year we're in right now, I expect probably next month we need a budget amendment to increase our legal expenses.
I understand. Good.
Right.
Keep moving.
Any more questions on legal? Parks and Recreation. This is the what we had established in the past with the committee. We activity expenses, we increased it about $1,000. Some of the transition with the committee and with the staff, we're not sure about some of these numbers. Instructor fees, we left it at the same. I think we're down a little bit in some of our revenue with instructor fees, and we don't know what's coming in the next year.
Is that a watch out? I mean, how does that work? I didn't know we paid instructors.
For the most part, anybody that uses the community center right now, except for one thing. The town pays 10% of the fees.
Well, so we actually make money on that. We're not paying
because
that.
Because the town sponsored
class. Right, so we don't pay the instructor. We actually make a little money.
Right.
Okay.
We pay the instructor 90% of what comes in.
Oh, we just sold 10% of
And all those things are something, I guess, as
part of the. So we show that on
the. So yeah, they wash through, that's right. They wash through.
And what I've done between those two categories, the Parks and Rec activity expense and instructor fees, that's $22,000. To be conservative as possible, I put $22,000 on the revenue side, so it's...
Right. Okay.
Good.
I was just looking at the bottom line number there, plus I don't even include the salaries, and I was don't want everybody to look at that and know that the revenue side is taking care of something. Okay.
Supplies, this increases from $1,000 to $2,000. The committee wants to start a program on Saturday mornings at Joey's Park where we have sports equipment available, basketballs and discs and bocce ball things. If people want to come, I think 9 to 1 or something like that, and use the equipment to have. So this was to purchase the equipment. Oceanfront Park programs. This is $30,000. This is an assumption, appropriation of the Progress Energy donation of $10,000 that we've not yet used for events, and $20,000 appropriation we're assuming for whatever bluefish we sell between now and the end of the year. We've, out of the 10 benches on the boardwalk, we've got 7 sponsors, so we have 3 benches left, and we have the 8 swings, we have 6 sponsors, we have 2 left. We've got 74 fish on the boardwalk, and we've got about 8 orders.
You count the benches, you count the one that we're going to...
No, I'm just strictly the benches on the boardwalk. I may look at, there's 3 other benches in the park site itself. We may look at a lower amount and see if anyone's interested in sponsoring that.
So what are you going to do with the $30,000?
Yeah. I'm spending it.
No, I'm sorry.
I know you want to. What are you
going
to do with it?
Pay for bands. Yeah. Pay for bands down there.
What kind of events are you talking about?
It's paying for the grand opening. It's paying for the ash urns that were lying down there. It's paying for some signage.
But this isn't something that the town's going to look at every year. $30,000 for programs down in the Oceanfront Park, right? I mean, that's not going to be like a normal thing. I mean, I know you have one grand opening, which is going to be expensive.
Right. Well, we'll have some kind of entertainment.
So this year's budget, the grand opening.
The Oceanfront Park. The gift that keeps on giving.
So for next year, whatever events that we have down there.
Yeah.
And it's also allocated for debt repayment.
if we sell all of it.
Yeah, but that's going to stop at some time, right? So,
yeah, we got 1,130 more plants to go. if we sell all of the plants, right, John?
1,226. But after a year, you're
kind of
figuring out.
Yeah, I think by the time the summer's over, we'll have an idea if it's going to really.
Well, we haven't gotten green boots yet.
Do the subscriptions. I'd like us to be a member of the Parks and Rec Association, but you have to pay to be a membership in it. I just want to get contact information if you've got plans.
Yes, sir.
Annual Street Festival is the same amount, 11,000. That's been budgeted in the past for that. And capital outlay, parks and equipment, this has come down, plus 13,000, down to 6. So all this is general fund only, and that's if there's any.
The reason it came down is because the 13 was for the ball field, right?
Yeah.
And the 6,000 was already budgeted this year for parks and rec. Is that right? So that's
for
17?
No.
Oh, okay.
There was zero budget.
Yeah, but that's the reason we reduced 13 to 6. We'll finish at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. 6 would be for additional stuff.
Yeah, right, for whatever.
Okay.
Over and above regular rates.
Right. Yeah, I've got that in mind.
Yeah. Any questions on parks and rec? I forgot to mention one thing. I just want to go back real quick to the admin budget. The one full-time employee for recreation. If you decide not to fund that, then I would at least request that you give me two part-time people, which would increase the part-time budget by another $14,400. I just don't see any way to manage it. And the staffing here is at max capacity. They've been helping a lot with all the fundraiser and selling. They have people.
They've been meeting up with track long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been a lot of excess. So if we want to have an active program down at the park, I got to have some staff.
Good.
Is your parks and recreation handle?
You what?
Is your parks and recreation handle?
Do you want a golf cart?
Yeah, right. Okay, I apologize. I have to leave to the council and the departments. Great job. Arlen, if you can just put all the handouts in my box, so I'll go through them. And if anything comes up, send me a note, mm-hmm. Right?
Okay. Can I just throw out one thing here that before, just to skip to near the end of what we need to cover, and that really is like that beach nourishment.
Yep.
And what do we want to do, like dollar amount? What do we think we need to put aside? And then, then how we're going to do it.
So the biggest input is $1 million every 3 years is
$360,000 a year.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know that we have an answer in this meeting, right? I'll read the notes from what you guys talk about.
I just want to because that's like.
Oh, yeah.
That is the big thing that affects.
Yeah.
That's a 5 pound gorilla.
Well, so it's a 10% increase on the tax rate, right? 3 cents would get it.
Yeah, about...
if you did it that way.
Well, I already have 167 built in, so it would be about it would be about 2.5 cents.
Right. Okay, so I was off a little bit. Yeah. I mean, the other thing is, Steve Shuttleworth called me, said we're going to get together and try to get the ability to reallocate the advertising portion to sand, which I think the advertising thing was about 150,000 last year, 167, right? Yeah, so if we look at that budget, now I'm sure that the marketing and hotel industry won't let us get all of it. Charlotte did something 2 months ago that shows that it can happen, but we don't know how well it'll happen, right? And there's a lot of people very concerned about doing that just from opening up the worm, right? But so I'll be working with Steve Shuttleworth. I'm not sure who from Riceville Beach on that, so we should have better information
He's getting a couple people from Riceville Beach.
Yeah, so I think we'll get better information of that here probably in the May meeting. So I think we should have multiple plans,
We've got to find out what the legal ramifications are, and then we can go to work on it.
So,
on your agenda Tuesday to designate who you want on that.
Yeah. I mean, unless someone else on council really wants one, I volunteered at the last meeting, so it will be me. Yeah, right. See, there you go. Everyone's like, yeah, go ahead. So I think you guys today are going to have to talk about what's worst case, and then we got to see if we can make it better, right? And, I mean, I think from your standpoint as the finance officer, you got to say, here's right now the only funding way we know how to do it, right?
Yeah, there's only one way to do it.
That's right. Right now. I mean, we got to find other opportunities if there's other revenue thoughts you have, but, I mean, it's a big toad, and if you don't start early, you end up where you really crush everyone the last year, so you got to start with something.
David, I have another can of worms I am going to open, and that is, and I don't know what the percentage is, but I'd say at least a third or a fourth of the beach that we're paying for is not Unitary Beach. And I have a really difficult problem increasing our tax rate and using our tax money from our residents for a part of the beach that's in Carolina Beach. I can't do that.
Okay, well, I hear you, but so, the core, when we set it up long ago, I mean, people are trying to get on a new program. I don't know that that's something maybe we meet with the Corps and talk about. And we can talk about it when I talk with Steve about, okay, how much of this is really y'all? So maybe the million's less because a third of it's them. But, I mean, it's one of those all or nothing things maybe. I think it's something to talk about. But I think the worst case is we have to come up with our share for all the sand and then we go backwards from there. I think we sort of know the answer, right? 2.5 cents, I think, is the answer.
Right, and we can't do it the way we've done with the contingency.
Right, we have to designate it.
So we have, and once we designate it,
right,
that's what it is forever.
Right, is it, well, until you change it again. I mean, the money will get spent.
There's some things that can't be changed. I have to do a little research on this one, but if, for example, you have like a capital project fund, you cannot change that.
Well, so you wouldn't be able to take the money out, but you could stop putting in.
You could stop putting in.
Right, and then we'd eventually spend the money. So
you have to make it broad. I would say, suggest a broad designation for a beach.
Yeah, just not beach.
Yeah. So I think as you guys talk about it today, it's at least understand the worst case, so everyone else understands it.
Well, they're at the beach, Inland Waterway Association, they were talking about, you know, getting an engineer and doing what John's been doing now, and checking the whole thing. That's
throw money away.
Yeah,
that's just throw money away. That's what we said up there in Riceville Beach. It's like, if you guys haven't been doing it right, sorry, but we've been using a town employee and doing it a lot cheaper than what you're talking about.
To analyze the data, so that's not
whatever. Well, I guess Carolina Beach hadn't been doing it every year like we have, and so they're realizing that was not the right thing to do, but just because you weren't doesn't mean we're all going to help you pay for that. That's what we told Riceville Beach in at the last meeting.
Kim and Creed or whatever they were, something whatever their names is, they were up there a lot. But I don't think they kind of dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
Also, they're going to put together a presentation on that because I think a lot of it came down to what we were told wasn't very thorough. Wasn't very good.
Yeah,
it was just thrown out.
They're just asking money.
Also, there's some questions about
$90,000 for what John is already doing. When there was a lot more to it than that, and so they're going to have someone.
They want to use ROT funds for it.
Of course they do.
Nobody knows anything about it. Nobody's ever done it except Terry Beach. That's the entire problem.
Right.
So now he's having to go into detail, explain what his request is.
Yeah.
For the record, I think it's a good idea.
Okay, well, that's fine. Well, as long as it makes sense, but the way they proposed it to the councils, it was like, wait a minute, it sounds like you guys lost the ball, and now you want to spend a lot of money, which I don't know that you need to do. Yeah, I got to go to work. But thank you for bringing that one up.
Do you want to change the time for the meeting on the 25th? It's at 9.
Of?
Your next budget.
The
25th? That's Thursday, right? Before the park opening. Now, I would rather, if you guys would, we can change it at the council meeting, but I would rather change it earlier For those of you guys that sleep in, Steve and I got to go to work, and I'd rather start earlier.
Excuse me, Dean has to go to work, too.
Yeah, Dean, too. Okay, Dean, too.
What's the next meeting?
Chuck and Emily, for you guys enjoying the good life, and for all the town employees.
Just call it.
Hold on.
Yes. Make a deal. And you pay 11, I'll come in at 9.
For, whatever. That's fine with me. For all the town employees that have to get up early, I'm sorry, too, but I would really rather start at 7:30 instead of 9. I don't have to leave out.
Don't expect any breakfast.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. I don't need any breakfast.
What is that?
I can make my own coffee.
Get your own breakfast.
Thursday the
25th.
And Harlan, I'm going to throw out one other alternative, and I'm not joking. In Nag's Head, when they did their beach nourishment, they did a special tax for the property owners along the beach. And theirs was a 16-cent increase because they get no federal or state money at all. But that is what they did. And if we did that in the property owners in Carolina Beach,
how did they approve that? How did they get it approved?
Special
assessment.
Yeah.
The people really, really wanted it. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not opposed to considering it because I was on the front row. Oh yeah, I don't know that the front row property owners appreciate it. I mean, because they already pay more in property tax anyway because their property value is higher. But I think we should consider all the options. So we should propose them out.
They're going to have, that's an option that we can look at. The first,
we got to find out if we can actually do it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, does the legislature have to approve special assessments? I assume they do.
No.
Really?
No.
Wow. Man, we should have been doing that all along then. Because all the people in the village should be paying more for all their special stuff. That's right. Sorry, big guy. I apologize again for having to leave.
So what time are we?
I'm requesting 7:30 if everyone else can.
I'm requesting 7:30.
And I'll get my work schedule better, but this one I couldn't move.
7:30.
In fact, we have customers coming in and I'm late.
Community Center Committee has asked for.
This is
and does away with the Spirit Awards because I guess there's, the money's been put in for volunteer appreciation into the
Council.
What about
the Spirit? There's no Spirit left.
Spirit
gone. What is minor equipment purchase? $900.
Well, I forget. They had some things that they we're looking to buy or whatever, and a replacement of like coffee pots and some other things.
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
The next one is a tax collection that actually is coming down fairly significantly from this year's budget of $38,000 down to like $22,000. Primarily because New Hanover County will not be doing the vehicle tax collections anymore. There's a new state law, I guess. What's that?
I'm so glad about that.
It's now all going to be done through the, it's even better, through the DOT. It's going to be doing it, and it's all...
Well, I'm sure they'll do a good job.
Well, we think so. starting in July, but if you have a renewal, your car renewal, truck renewal, after that, you're going to have to pay the registration and the property tax at the same time. So the money is going to go to DOT, DOT will send it to the county will give it to us. You know, how this is all really going
to... We want to go that extra step, don't we?
Yeah, we'll see how it all goes, I guess.
Sounds good.
One takes out expenses.
The expenses are taken out by DOT, and there's a, you know, certain amount, there's a variable in there that's not really sure what the expense is going to be for credit cards, because you're going to be able to use credit cards to pay for all this. So, but I tried to factor in as much, you know, all those different things, and that's where I came up with the $22,000 in total. Also, New Hanover County for property other than vehicles, so real estate and everything, the rate is actually being lowered from 1.75% down to 0.75%.
And you got the money that we're going to get from the ABC board somewhere in there?
That's in the revenue.
Appreciate your contribution.
Any question on tax collection? Next one is committees. What I've done is I put in exactly what's been requested at this point, and it was really just from two committees, SLAP $10,000, and each protection $4,550. So the committee request at this point is $14,550. So the council will have to decide. As in past years, the leave that amount the way it is, or some kind of reduction.
Does
this?
All right.
Families got questions.
Does this mean that the beautification committee no longer exists?
Yes.
Like when Jim, cut a bunch of them out.
Right.
That you was voted on that, or
yeah. We
voted
on
it. Last meeting.
What's the budget on now? No, it's already played up.
So again, any council thought, your thoughts on what you want to do with committees, in regard to funding any of their projects?
Just give them 10 grand. Get it
to go over.
They use it last time, we go over it last time.
Okay, I have another question.
In the current year we're in right now, there's still some left there, and it's $7,500.
Because what happens is the money there, they still, one of the reasons we went to this is because some of the committees would look at their amount left and try to spend it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so the same thing happens here, even though they still look at it, they would see there's still money in there. I'm surprised somebody didn't grab it.
What's different now, month I give you a report that shows what's been used and everything, and you have to, council has to approve.
SLAP's got the signs and all that stuff that we get ready to do, so we need to leave something in for that.
Well, they've already done which signs?
The
police department. Well, the police department's paying for those.
What I'm saying, they want to make it higher than necessary because they will think they've got money and try to find problems.
And also, Sonny mentioned in his budget that he was putting money in there for stormwater committee and
right
here also. So
well, no, they're not in here.
That's stormwater committee right here.
There's no money in there. See, all.
Oh, I thought, yeah, but they have this available to them. Right?
No. Because right now, the only ones that requested anything. SLAP and beach protection. So even though we're calling that committee expenses, if stormwater hasn't submitted any kind of request at this point, I guess council could decide that, we'll give them money anyway later in the year, but if you ask me, if they haven't asked for anything, this money should really be, whatever you decide on, between SLAP and beach protection. There is $1,500 that was put into the stormwater fund. I don't remember what Sonny was on for that, for brochures.
Yeah, that was for the educational brochures. And
so that was really the request that the stormwater committee has had.
Yeah,
and your agenda next Tuesday, there's a request in there to approve the committee budget for that brochures. We've been scrambling this year for some of the things stormwater committee wanted to do to try to find the
900 something. Yeah.
But last year, committees came in at about 15,000. We cut it in half down to 7,500. Just throw that out. Not that I'm trying to tell you what to cut it, you know, change it to, but I'm just for information.
Wrong. So whether so you're looking at 7,500, I'm still sure that I'm looking at the 14.
Well, the 14,550 is the amount that's been requested. So that's where, in a way, that's kind of the budget right now, but it, again, it's council's decision on what they think should be allocated to committee.
Oh.
10,000.
Automatically going back to 75.
Well, no, Steve's saying 10. I mean,
is there a consensus?
No, really.
Somewhere in there.
Is there a consensus?
Is that something
you're going to
be
on?
I'm just throwing out a suggestion. Because I know if
you said
right,
10, you said 75.
But this was 75.
That is 5.
If you want my 2 cents, let's see, it's $3,500. I don't think that's not needed.
All right, I'm going to keep it the same, 7,500. I mean, Chuck's right, the money's there. I mean, you know, I used to be a city employee.
Yes.
So
consensus
75.
Make it the same.
5.
You're 3-1.
You want to make it 65?
And he's not excused, so it's 4-1.
Not excused, I got this.
I don't have it in here.
Okay, so consensus is how much for the committee budget?
75.
75?
Yeah.
All right, the next thing is debt service. Pretty straightforward, it's just, you know, the payoff.